Hey guys, it's Tom with Watchin' River. You guys are going to need to pay attention today because some of this stuff we're covering today is going to blow your mind. But we'll get busy in a couple minutes. You know, I'm going to remind you, I don't do this every day anymore, but I have to do it once in a while. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a pastor. I'm just a dude who loves the Lord. And I really love talking about the Lord. So, you know, grab a snack or something. Maybe you want a double espresso and some creme brulee. That's what I would have. Or grab whatever you like. Man, yesterday I asked you guys to let me know where you're from. And oh my goodness, I think we cover the globe. We're all over the place. It's wonderful. All right, we have to go to the Word of God before we get to this just news. That's just incredible. We're living in the very last days. I want to go to my trusty book here. God's Promises for Your Every Need. I'm on page 246. What the Bible has to say about the unsaved. I'm going to read some of these verses. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. How many? Who? All. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages, what you earn, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise Jesus. We all earn death with our sin, but God. One of the most incredible but God moments, sending his only begotten Son to rescue us. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, 18 through 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. I love that. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know, I've said this before. I truly believe deep in the heart of every atheist, they know there's a God. Why do you fight against something that doesn't exist? Do you know what I mean? Like, would I spend, if I don't believe in something, would I spend 1 minute of my time? And, you know, many atheists, they spend 80% of their lives arguing against something that they don't believe exists, because I really think they believe he exists. They just don't want to turn to him. They don't want to acknowledge him. They want to live their life. They don't want to be told what to do. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yeah, he didn't say, clean up your act and then I'll die for you. Beautiful. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord doesn't want anyone to go to hell. No one. John chapter 3, verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Man. Luke chapter 5, verse 32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus said that. Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Man, I'm loving these. I hope you're liking these. John 3, 3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does that mean, Tom? It means when you believe in the power of the blood that Jesus shed, you have faith in the blood that it washes you white as snow, and you believe in his finished work, God puts his Holy Spirit in you. You're born again. And right there, Jesus said it, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Who's going to go in the rapture? People with the indwelling Holy Spirit. Yeah, but I heard it's only the ones who are looking for the rapture. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, he's taking you home. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, he's not taking you home. Okay, is that clear? I'm kind of in a teasing mood. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to limit the humor because I have really crazy stuff to talk about. But let's do John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I just kind of added the King James and the New King James in one verse. Beautiful verse. All right. So, let's put this over here. And let's get this. And let's do this. All right. I'm probably going to call this video huge if true. Watch the weather. Because this to me, if this is true, and I'm doing disclaimer, I can't verify this. If this report is true, the United States is in deep trouble. Because God said, I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. Talking about Israel. All right, this is Carolyn Glick on X, and she is referring to a man named Amit Segal, or Segal, I don't know how you say his last name. But pay attention, listen to this. This is just for the United States. This is not good. Israel's senior officials may imminently be subjected to arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court at The Hague. And according to a very senior officials at The Hague who spoke with Amit Segal, Israel's top political reporter, the U.S. is behind it all. There is no way the chief prosecutor would decide on such a dramatic step in a war still ongoing without first getting at least a green light from the American, Segal reporter. He reported that's what they said. And then this is part of the report here. If true, this is yet another unprecedented low in relations between Israel and the United States at a very sensitive time on the eve of the ground operation into Rafah. Jerusalem has recently received relays indicating that the chance of issuing arrest warrants has dramatically increased, possibly as early as next month. The Prime Minister's office held an urgent discussion on the issue last week, in which serious concerns were raised about allowing the issuance of arrest warrants against senior Israeli security and political leaders, including Netanyahu himself. At the end of the discussion, a decision was made to try to take some last-minute efforts at The Hague and in front of influential political parties in order to prevent the issuance of the arrest warrants. During his meetings with the foreign ministers of the UK and Germany in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu ask for their assistance in this matter before the International Court. This is just, if true, and you always have to separate stuff because people will say, well, who cares? It's the government of Israel, you know, and it's, you know, if they start arresting top senior officials of Israel at the behest of the United States giving the go-ahead to do that. Watch the weather, man. Watch the weather. This is a dramatic move, if true. This is a very dramatic move. We are very close to the rapture because I believe everything I'm seeing is boiling right now and it's getting worse day by day. It's all boiling and so much of it is just against Israel, against the Israelis, against Jews. So much of it is anti-Semitic. The protests around the world, I really believe we are getting very close to that moment when they're saying peace and safety and sudden destruction comes. And I think that's the time of the rapture. And I think it could happen anytime now. But this was shocking to me when I saw this. Shocking. All right. Israel's war cabinet is meeting at their military headquarters in Tel Aviv today, ahead of an expanded meeting of the security cabinet later this afternoon. The meeting will focus on the imminent IDF operation in Rafah, where four Hamas battalions remain, including the leaders of Hamas, and where Israel believes many of the remaining 129 hostages are being held. So they are having a war cabinet meeting probably right now because they're 7 hours ahead of the time where I am. You know, New York City. I'm in New York City time, and Israel's 7 hours ahead. So it's probably happened or is happening now. What else? Hamas released a video of hostage Hirsch Goldberg, and it was the first sign of life from him since October 7th. The Hamas terrorist organization released a video on Wednesday in which 23-year-old captive Hirsch Goldberg, who was kidnapped from the Nova party on October 7th, speaks. The video is the first sign of life from Hirsch since his capture. It was traumatic to watch. He's missing a hand, which he lost. They brutalized him. Just say that. On October 7th. But the IDF spokesman, according to 7 Israel National News, the IDF spokesman on the hostage video said, until Hamas frees hostages, we will pursue them everywhere. Admiral Hagari reacts to Hamas video of Hirsch Goldberg. This is an urgent call for action. We will leave no stone unturned in our efforts to find our hostages. Pray for those people and their families. This is from Israel Today. IDF reservists have begun to receive call-up notices for the beginning of May as the battle looms for Rafah, the last remaining Hamas stronghold in the Gaza Strip. IDF commanders say the battle plans are drawn up and approved, and they are only waiting for a green light from the political leadership. But the wily Hamas has thrown a wrench in the works. Yesterday's publication of a video clip of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg has significantly increased public pressure for a hostage ceasefire deal. Still, a majority of Israelis remain convinced that the only way forward is military action and the defeat of Hamas. Yeah, what are you going to backpedal to October 6th and just give them power again? Yesterday, Amir Sarfati did an interesting telegram. And he did in capital letters, bold clarification. There are a few candidates for a future Red Heifer. None will be burned anytime soon. There is no need for the ashes if there is no third temple. There will be no third temple while the church is still here. The church is still here to spread the gospel. That was his Telegram post yesterday. I agree with it, and I like the clarification. The only thing I would just have a little bit of an issue with is when he said none will be burned anytime soon, talking about the Red Heifers. It's just total speculation. We don't know, and I'm not saying they're going to be burned soon. I've said they may have already burned one, and I believe the ashes can be stored. So, but I was glad he clarified that. He's a good guy. You guys know I love him. I talked a lot about it the other day. All right. So, like I said earlier, like at the universities, there's these anti-Semitic protests that are raging, and they're growing day by day. And it's insane to watch because it's a spiritual thing. They look demonic. Honestly, these students, they're either there because they have no clue why they're there, but we live in an age where they have been raised on social media. They have watched other people's opinions and exciting lives their whole time, so they get to be a part of this thing. And then you ask them, why are you here? And they're like, free Palestine. It's like, well, why are you, well, what do you mean? What does that mean? Well, I'm not really that well versed in it. You should probably go home, you know, go home to mommy and daddy because you're going to get hurt here, you know. But anyway, as protests continue to erupt across our country, Jewish leaders in Northern California say the rate of anti-Semitic incidents has now broken records. That is so sad. It is so sad. They are having protests all over. They're having little tent cities, and all the tents are the same color and the same shape and the same size, and there's hundreds of them. And you're like, who's buying these tents? Who's giving these kids these tents? Who's funding this? Will we ever know? Very interesting. Columbia University protesters, I saw the video last night, were screaming, we don't want no two states. We want all of it. And I thought, well, you know what? At least they're honest. You know, at least they're honest. I respect their honesty in saying, we don't want a two-state solution. We want all of it. Go away, Jews. Because so many aren't honest about it. I saw a great video today, man. They were saying, oh, man. I'm trying to think of what they were asking questions to people. Okay, what should Israel have done if you were the president of the prime minister or president of Israel? What should he have done in response to the October 7th attacks? And they were answering like, well, not this. Okay, well, what should he have done? Nobody can answer it. Nobody can answer it. Not one person could answer it. All right. This is from the Associated Press. Ship comes under attack off coast of Yemen as Houthi rebel campaign appears to gain new speed. They said a U.S. says they downed a Houthi anti-ship missile and four drones. That all happened today. They downed four drones and an anti-ship missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. American authorities said Thursday as the Iran-backed group announced strikes against U.S. and Israeli ships. So that's still going on. Still going on. According to the Palestinian Quds Network, China has invited representatives of Fatah and Hamas to visit the country in the near future, most likely within the next few days. China loves those terrorists. Loves them. Just got to say it. Got to say it. President Biden says Israel must allow aid to Palestinians without delay. So President Biden gave a lot of money to Israel this week. And he gave $1 billion for humanitarian aid in Gaza. And I'm just sitting there going, I guess nobody in the administration sees the videos of the humanitarian aid that's rotting by the thousands of tons that just gets set down and it never gets distributed. You know, we're just supposed to pretend sometimes. You just got to pretend. There's certain things we just got to pretend. You know, that's been going on a long time. What else? U.S. command, this is from Insider Paper. U.S. commander sees breathtaking development of China's space power. China's military capabilities in space are developing at a breathtaking pace that only looks set to intensify after recent defense reforms, the head of the U.S. Space Command said on Wednesday. Interesting. This world is like, I really saw it this morning. And I haven't covered everything yet, but in the stuff I saw this morning, I'm like, this is not sustainable right now. AI is out of control. We'll get to that. But Belarusian President Lukashenko stated that several dozen Russian nuclear weapons are deployed in Belarus. That was right before I hit record, so I couldn't verify that, just as a disclaimer. Another one that I couldn't verify that was right before was a report says Russia has deployed near the border with Finland missiles capable of hitting targets up to 500 kilometers away with a warhead of about 700 kilograms. So there you go. Weather stuff, man. Days of heavy rains have pummeled parts of Kenya, leaving at least 32 dead, 15 injured, and more than 40,000 people displaced, according to officials. They said that the flooding had already killed 1,000 farm animals, destroyed thousands of acres of crops, with more rain expected across the country. The rain is just going crazy in different parts of the world. Severe floods in southeast Iran claimed 10 lives and damaged over 2,000 homes. Fatal landslides and widespread flooding strike Kyrgyzstan amid heavy rain. It's just, we're getting so much rain in parts of the world. I saw crazy rain videos. Earthquakes, 52 in the last 24 hours. 52 of them over 4.0, 6 of them over 5.0. So that's still going. All right, this to me is so... I got a story about, to me, how fast AI... It was introduced, basically, ChatGPT. They've been working on it a long time. It was introduced basically a year and a few months ago. It's gone crazy. This one blew my mind. AI has successfully changed human DNA using gene editing. Can you say Mark of the Beast? I'll get into that after. Things are about to speed up as artificial intelligence has successfully edited human DNA. Do you know what happens when you edit human DNA? You're no longer a human. Profluent has trained an LLM on a massive amount of biological data. The model is able to generate millions of diverse CRISPR-like proteins which don't exist in nature. Their goal is to produce gene editors that are more efficient and capable than existing biological mechanisms, they're playing God, and that allow organisms to, for instance, ward off diseases and other pathogens. Profluent also claims to have already used one of these AI-generated gene editors, dubbed OpenCRISPR-1, to edit human DNA. The company says it's the world's first open-source AI-generated gene editor that was designed from scratch with AI. You guys see the implications of this. This is like Mark of the Beast material. Because for many, many decades, we always wondered, how come people who take the Mark of the Beast can't be forgiven? How come they can't have salvation if they've taken that mark? We knew they were basically swearing allegiance to Satan. You know, they're really, you know, worshiping Satan when they take the mark. And angels are flying across the sky saying, don't take the mark. But recently, we've figured out they're no longer human when their DNA is changed. They're no longer human. Hence, there's no salvation for them. And I looked at this morning and I was like, man, we are so close. And the thing is, it's not like this is being introduced and they're saying, well, 20 years down the road, it's happening right before our eyes. It's happening right now. And it's happening quickly. Companies don't even know. They're scrambling. They don't even know how to handle this AI. They're all using it. It's trending everywhere, even though many people say, well, it's going to lead to human extinction. But let's give it a whirl. We are not long for this world. Listen to this. Meta shares plunge as Mark Zuckerberg's AI push is spooking investors. This is from Market Insider. Meta shares plunged as much as 15% in pre-market trading today, dragging U.S. futures lower. Investors weren't convinced by Mark Zuckerberg's plan to keep spending tens of billions on AI. Meta also posted lackluster revenue guidance as part of its first quarter earnings report. In a post-earnings conference call, Zuckerberg outlined plans to invest more in AI. Meta said it was raising its expected capital expenditure for 2024 to between $35 billion and $40 billion to accelerate our infrastructure investments to support our artificial intelligence roadmap. This is hit the world fast. They're saying it'll be bigger than the Industrial Revolution. This is it. This is it. This is the future that they have mapped out for the people that will be left behind, because we won't be here. We are leaving here soon. In a pre-tribulation rapture, before the seven-year tribulation begins. This is from MIT Technology Review. An AI startup made a hyper-realistic deep fake of me that's so good it's scary. Cynthia's new technology, it's Synth, S-Y-N-T-H. Synthesia's new technology is impressive, but raises big questions about a world where we increasingly can't tell what is real. I'm stressed and running late because what do you wear for the rest of eternity? This is the girl who's talking about this Synthesia software or whatever it is. This makes it sound like I'm dying, but it's the opposite. I am, in a way, about to live forever, thanks to the AI video startup Synthesia. For the past several years, the company has produced AI-generated avatars, but today it launches a new generation. It's first to take advantage of the latest advancements in generative AI, and they are more realistic and expressive than anything I've ever seen. Living in a world where we can't tell what's real. Does that sound like lies and deception? How do people look at this stuff and really realistically think that we can be here. Oh, the rapture's not for 50 years. I don't get it. I don't get when you look at how fast AI is coming in their plans, and they don't spend $35 to $40 billion for no reason. And you think like, well, we'll survive that. And then, oh yeah, by the way, we're all being threatened with nuclear war. We've got a great future. Like how do you see this and not think we're in the very last days? We're about to be raptured. I don't understand it, because that's all I see, you know, and this, none of this stuff worries me. It actually excites me, because when I look at this stuff, I'm like, the Lord said, when these things begin to happen, all these end time signs, like, look up, your redemption draws near. If you belong to the Lord, you have nothing to worry about. Oh my goodness, no, he's going to take you home soon. But if you don't, oh my goodness, yeah, panic. Hit the panic button. All right, I'm running out of time, man. Let's go to some, couple testimonies of the day. We'll do a few comments of the day after. User blah, blah, blah. I got saved at a very young age in my grandfather's Pentecostal church. I rededicated my life to Jesus after my house burned down in 2017. We lost almost everything, and God gave us more than we had. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. I love that. He's our provider and our protector. Jesus roll call. I am that prodigal daughter. I was completely shipwrecked in life in 2017 after being saved in 2014. Over a period of 3 days in 2017, the Lord completely surprised me by performing many miracles in me. He completely delivered me from many drugs and pills, cigarettes, alcohol, cell phone addiction. These holds I had in tarot cards and bad books, things I had addictions to for over 10 years. I mean everything. Like I was a completely different person, and he's still not finished with me yet. During this time, he has showed me that the rapture, that he was going to crack open the sky at that time. I didn't know what the rapture was yet. I'm so excited to spend eternity with the one and only that could save me and bring me back to him when I thought I was too far gone to be redeemed. God loves us so much. Nobody lose hope. He's coming so soon. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Marina. This is a sister from Russia who wrote this. I also recently lost my son. He was 5 years old. He had blood cancer. He spent more than a year in the hospital. Then his heart stopped. There was a funeral in December. His name was Pasha. But through this illness and death, I repented and turned to the Lord with all my heart. God always turns everything to our benefit and salvation. I thank and praise him for that. God gave and God took. May the name of the Lord be blessed forever and ever. When I prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ in my sorrow and asked about Paul, God showed me a dream that he was, I think Paul's Pasha, her son she lost. God showed me a dream that he was healthy and happy running through a beautiful field. When I woke up and asked God what it meant, he spoke to me in my heart. I live and he will live forever. Oh, man. And I realized that my son is with Jesus and he is in love and happy because he is saved and healed. And we will meet him soon, very soon, because Jesus is coming for us. Let us take comfort in this, that this separation is temporary. Thank you for everything the Lord has done for us. Thank you for salvation, forgiveness, eternal life, and for the sacrifice on the Calvary cross. Incredible. Thank you for sharing that. Can't imagine. Man. Tammy. I'm temporarily living on the beautiful earth that God created, but my citizenship is in heaven. I'm looking forward to seeing our Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds calling us home. Stand strong, my watchmen, watchwomen, brothers, sisters in Christ. Look up, our redemption draws nigh. Maranatha. Amen, Tammy. It does. It does. Michael, I'm from Northeast Indiana, Can't wait for the rapture so I can go to my permanent home. Thank you, Brother Tom, for your channel. God bless you. God bless you, Michael. Thank you. Let's do one more. This is from a channel called Jesus is Coming Soon. It just seems like the hatred for Israel is ramping up every single day it is. Which means we're getting closer and closer to the rapture. Yes, we are. Keeping our eyes on Jesus every day is what we should be doing until Jesus comes to get us, just like the Bible says. Amen. Yeah. Time is short. Time is short. We need to be spreading the gospel. We need to be leaving Bibles that are underlined with notes in them in our house because people are going to enter into our property when chaos hits. The chaos meaning the rapture. It's going to cause incredible chaos around the world. People are going to be going into our houses and you need to leave notes and you need to say, look, nobody took us except for Jesus. Don't believe whatever you're being told. Because when they see a note that was written before the rapture that says that, they are less apt to just buy into the narrative. And you're almost like Paul wrote, what, 3/4 of the New Testament. And you know what? People are being saved by Jesus still 2,000 years later after Paul wrote the words and after all the words of the Bible. You have a chance to write notes that could literally affect people's choice to follow Jesus after the rapture. That's why I always say it's hard to tell people about the rapture because it sounds like a Marvel movie. It sounds like science fiction. But you know what? If they hear it from you and it happens, what are they going to think? They're going to go, man, I thought they were totally nuts. They're gone. They're gone. Years ago, something so miraculous happened. So, the greatest event by far in human history ever, there'll never be anything like it again, that God sent his only begotten Son, who had been with him for eternity backwards, Jesus, and he sent him here. Jesus came here and he wrapped himself in human flesh, and he lived a completely perfect life, the Lamb of God. Slain from the foundation of the world. It was always the plan, if mankind fell, for Jesus to come and rescue us from sin. And that's why he came here. He came here knowing he was going to shed his own blood. He knew that. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. Blood has to be shed. That's how serious sin is. God can't look on sin. So you can't enter into heaven, or you can't enter into eternity in heaven if your sin's not forgiven. God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus because it's polluted now. Satan had access to heaven. Satan's all around the earth. But I'm getting ahead in the story. So Jesus comes here willingly, knowing he's going to shed his blood, knowing that when he's on the cross, every sin that's ever been committed by everyone, every sin was placed on Jesus on the cross. And when he shed that blood, it has the power to remove every single sin ever committed by everyone. That's how powerful the blood is. And then Jesus died. He said, "It is finished." Because the sin debt had been paid in full by the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus. And he died, and they placed him in a tomb, and he rose again the third day. And he's coming back. That's the gospel. Gospel means good news. The best news, I can tell you, the good news is just, it's phenomenal. It's just incredible news. Jesus paid for every sin you've ever committed with his blood. And that's your decision now. Now you have a decision to make if you don't believe in this. It's, first of all, if you don't believe, talk to Jesus about it. I don't believe in you, Jesus. Reveal yourself to me. Start reading the book of John in the Bible. See what happens. But you have a decision to make because if you don't, until you take your last breath, if you don't say, yes to having faith in the blood, believing that Jesus shed that blood to pay for your sins, and believing in his finished work on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection. If you don't believe that to your dying breath, you're going to face him on judgment day. And you're going to know the moment you're in front of him, my sin is still with me because I rejected the payment. I said no. And he'll say, away from me, I never knew you. And that's terrifying. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. And you're led off to eternal separation from God, also known as hell. And you're not saying, this is unfair. You're saying, I get it. I heard the message when I had breath in my lungs. I heard that Jesus paid for my sins with his blood. And I said, leave me alone. I don't need that. Or I said, no, I'm more good than bad. I'll take my chance with that. Getting into heaven with that. That doesn't get you to heaven. Only believing, having faith in the blood that washes you white as snow, removes all of your sins, and believing in what Jesus did on the cross and his death, burial, and resurrection. That's what gets you to heaven. Jesus gets you to heaven by what he did, your belief in that. Nothing else. But you won't say it's unfair. And you won't say, I don't want to believe in a God who would send me to hell, because you'll know that God that you didn't want to believe in because you thought he'd send you to hell. You'd be like, no, I sent myself to hell because I heard Jesus paid for my sins. And I said, no, like a doofus. I said, no. So important. So important. Time is short. Time is so short. Man, I read this news today about the AI stuff and what's going on in Israel and all these protests. And I'm just like, man, it blows me away how anyone could think, no, we got 3 or 4 more years before the rapture. Honestly, I don't think we'd be alive. I'm just being honest. And that goes against all of Bible prophecy, because Bible prophecy is going to unfold the way it's was stated in the Bible. There will be a pre-tribulation rapture. There will be a 7-year tribulation. Well, what I'm saying is I don't see this world being sustainable much longer with nuclear war being threatened and this AI just so quickly, everyone's jumping on board. Even if there's dire consequences, we got to be a part of this. It's bizarre. I don't understand how people can even, who don't believe in Jesus, how they can't look at this and go, can we stop this? But they're not. Everyone's kind of like, hey, it's funny. I've got an AI girlfriend now. Yay. You know, but anyway, that's what I got for you today. Choose wisely. I'm going to shut the camera off now, and I'm going to pray for every person who watched this video. And if we're not raptured today, and man, today is a perfectly good day for the rapture. But if not, God willing, I will see you tomorrow. I love you guys.